Good to be with you today. My wife says I'll need to speak up a little bit. Sometimes I talk too softly. My subject is the Word of Truth. We find our salvation in the preaching of the Word of Truth, which is the Gospel. Gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Word of Truth is the gospel of our salvation. Its subject is Jesus, who is the truth. When believers share the Word of Truth, they speak truthfully. It's a sure word. And the voice came from heaven. We heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy than one heard from heaven, whereunto you do well that you take heed, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. It's not from man or his interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Words are given by God. Amen. Holy Scriptures, these Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. I've heard the term used, God breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. It's powerful. Paul said, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the words of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. It effectually worketh in you. It's the power of God. Amen. The gospel is about Christ dying on the cross. It's not men's philosophy. Amen. Paul came to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ be of none effect or void. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. My message and preaching were not with the persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith would not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Amen. This was a despised doctrine of the salvation by faith in a crucified Savior. They didn't want to have a crucified Savior in the human body, purchasing the church with his own blood to save multitudes, those that believe. That's what happened. He purchased the church with his blood. And we need to be saved from the ignorance of them that want to not accept the cross of Christ. The wise of this world rejected it, but we relish it. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. By the word we learn Christ. The lost sinner is without hope and without God until he is born again. Consequently, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of Christ. My word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherefore I sent it. It's able to save men's lives if they have ears to hear the truth. Otherwise, what will it do when it's spoken? It will be a witness against them. It will judge them. The acknowledging of the truth leads to godliness. Amen. in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but he hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. A lot of the times when I read about the word of truth, it's what we hear. It's that gospel going out. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, wherefore ye heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard it and knew the grace of God in truth. And that's the gospel, the grace of God to us. We learn the truth when we comprehend the grace bestowed upon us through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
True reality is the gospel of truth. The Old Testament are shadow of things to come, but the body that casts that shadow belongs to Christ. The reality is in Christ.
Amen.
By him came grace and truth. He is the Word manifested. It's a witness. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
Amen.
It's an account of who accepted it and who didn't. It's a witness of your response to it. It's everlasting. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. It's most glorious, the gospel, that word of truth. For if which is done away with was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. It brought life and immortality. By the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Amen.
It's confidence for us. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience. It was hidden, but in the fullness of time had come, it was revealed. Now to him who is able to strengthen you by my gospel and by the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, concealed from ages past, but now revealed and made known through the writings of the prophet by the command of eternal God, in order to lead all nations to the obedience that comes from faith. It's now revealed. The gospel was foretold, and it says in Romans 1:2, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. And now he has revealed this grace through the appearing of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is going to present you his bride and blameless. We should not be shaken or tossed about by every wind of doctrine. If indeed you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope of the gospel you heard, which has been proclaimed to all creation under heaven, if you continue in your faith. God changes not. He's not a liar. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God begat us by the word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that.
Amen.
We were brought to life by the word of truth. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be the first kind of first fruits of all he created. His chosen ones, his prized ones, the one that has the divine nature.
Mm-hmm.
Children born not of blood, nor of the desire or will of man, but born of God. For if you have been born again, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God.
Amen.
By His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. By His great mercy. And in Him, having heard and believed the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. You get filled with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1. The mystery of the power of God revealed in the word of truth. And I became a servant by the commission of God and God gave me to fully proclaim to you the word of God, the mystery that was hidden from ages and generations but is now revealed to His saints, to whom God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Manifested to us for understanding His words, that they may encourage our hearts, that we may be knit together in love and filled with the full riches of complete understanding, so that you may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. We are fortunate, aren't we? It has been opened up to us, the truth. Christ brought grace and truth. The gospel reveals the truth of faith and the coming of God's wrath. For the gospel reveals the righteousness of God that comes by faith from start to finish, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godless and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. But the gospel reveals the righteousness of God that comes by faith. The unrighteous man is ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, for not all men have faith, and many be deceived. One saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, are a liar, and the truth is not in them. And those that did find the truth, but left it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than to have known it and turned away from the holy commandments passed on to them. Many false prophets preaching false gospels of another Jesus are in the world, as well pointed out in Jude. Now I'm moving along, as you can see through these pages, because you guys want to eat. But I hope that your ears are turned up. Carnal men have changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. But we have not turned to fables and lies. We seek to be sanctified and purified by the word of truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. The Word is living and judges. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing of the soul and spirit, the joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. It is living. Paul said, in the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Christ Jesus, according to my gospel, Paul said. We love the gospel. Never snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I hope in your judgments.
Amen.
Psalm 119. We profess that all God's words are true and all his righteous laws are eternal. Jesus said, "For I have given them the words which you gave me, and they have received them and have known surely that I came out from you, and they have believed that you did send me." God's testimony about his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony within him, and whoever does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And whoever has the Son has life, and whoever has not the Son does not have life.
That's right.
This is truth. "For I have come," Jesus said, "not to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not receive my words. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. I have not spoken my own, but the Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it." I like Paul's greetings to Titus in the beginning of Titus. "Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and the service of the faith of God's elect, and of their knowledge of the truth that leads to godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised before time began. In his own name he has revealed his message in the proclamation entrusted to me by the command of God, our Savior." Paul received it straight from Christ. I liked how somebody, I think it might have been Brother Evan, but how in Galatians, you know, in the first chapter, it talks about how Paul got directly the word, the gospel from Christ, and that when he didn't talk with other men about it for quite a period of time, and when he did, he gained nothing. This is another proof of where did the gospel come from. Was it man or was it God? And another example of this I like is all the prophecies that came true. Does this not prove that the word is true? How about, I was just thinking about Psalm 22 where it talks about Christ's death and the detail that was there, and hundreds of years later it came to pass exactly as it spoke. How many more could I quote? Many, many. It's proof that it is the truth and from God. "The weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the world. Instead, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. The word of God is our sword. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light to shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." He is the truth. "The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. We also have the message of prophets, which have been confirmed beyond doubt, and you will do well to pay attention to this message as to a lamp shining in a dark place." That's where we were, in a dark place. "Until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts.
Amen.
Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, the fruit of the light, the truth. The gospel goes out, it's going to bear fruit and righteousness and truth and goodness. To open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those sanctified by faith in me. To open their eyes and to turn from darkness. We need to hear the word of truth, which is the gospel that was revealed to us. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as a sign on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, speaking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Remember the words of God. God will have all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. He wants all to be saved.
Amen.
A little attributes of God to wrap up on a couple last thoughts. Then the Lord passed in front of Moses and called out, the Lord God is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving devotion and truth. I always liked the verse, Psalm 138, 2. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. He has exalted his name and his promise above everything else. Those who rely on God's loving kindness and truth through Jesus Christ will ever find him faithful to his word.
Amen.
Your comments. I made it.
You shared so many scriptures, Brother John. This is a demonstration that this is the major thrust of the scripture.
Amen.
People focus on minor things today, that there are few scriptures that talk about them. But this is the major thrust, the word of truth. And as you're talking and reading, I was thinking about that the truth comes not so much by experience, but by a word. It's the word of truth, so that we can hear it and believe it. Because Jesus said, blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. So the way God saves us, he sends forth his word, it heals. Sends out his word, and so we don't have any physical evidence except we have his word.
Amen.
Yeah.
And then, not seeing, we believe. Rejoice with joy unspeakable
and full of glory. Amen. We relish in the word of truth. Uh-huh. We love the word of truth.
You mentioned the verse about sanctifying through the truth, and that if it's not the truth, it won't sanctify us. Why it's so important that we have God's word, because other things aren't going to make us more like him. We have to have his word of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
So the physical observation of Jesus dying on the cross didn't reveal the truth. There was one man who said, surely this was a righteous man. But as on the whole, No one who saw Jesus die concluded the gospel. It wasn't revealed that way.
Yeah. Amen.
It's revealed from heaven by the Spirit through faith. And unlike other epochal, of course, Jesus dying and raising again is the epic of the whole existence of man.
Yes.
But other epochal events, it would have been more powerful to witness them than it would be to hear a witness of them. Mm-hmm. Yet of the gospel, it's more effective to hear the witness of them than to have been a witness of them. And that's because God works through faith.
Amen.
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 Glorious thing. Thank you very much for your comments.